Everybody knows the Sierra Club. It's a 124-year-old national institution. They protect wildlife, get people outdoors, and convince politicians and the public to move away from fossil fuels. But your grandfather's Sierra Club is changing. One thing they've done, hired its first director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Nellis Kennedy Howard is a citizen of the Navajo Nation and has worked in Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign. She says embracing diversity and inclusion isn't an add-on. It's now part of their everyday operations to meet what she calls the unprecedented environmental challenges we face today. I spoke with Kennedy Howard by phone about why she wanted to take this on.
I spent much of my life fighting for issues that I never should have fought for, never should have needed to fight for. Things like having my marriage recognized in the state that I live, in the country that I live. Things like fighting for the protection of tribal lands from exploitation, from corporate entities seeking to do damage to the environment. Fighting because of the economic situation of my background. Barriers that came up that no one should ever have to fight. You know, the oppression that comes with all those different things has always driven me to work on issues of equity and justice, whether it be through the energy sector working with Honor the Earth, the National Native Nonprofit Organization, or whether it's with Sierra Club. Ultimately, my work and my life's goal has been to make sure that principles of equity and justice are rooted wherever I am working. That is where I can make the biggest impact, where my story can be told, and where I can make change.
A couple of years ago, the Green 2.0 report, which was based on a survey of big environmental groups and foundations, revealed a serious lack of diversity, what they called a Green Insiders Club, by which they meant a white insiders club. And the report also said that many environmental groups say that they want diversity, but have really fallen short of that goal. So speaking from your experience, why is that?
That's such a good question. I'm glad you bring up the Green 2.0 report, which is a report that was done of over 300 different agencies, environmental organizations, and foundations. It also revealed in that report that there is oftentimes an unconscious bias or a discrimination and even uneven experiences for people of color in the environmental movement. And also that members of environmental organizations are predominantly white and that it's not uncommon for those organizations' memberships to be predominantly male. And Sierra Club can certainly relate to some of these statistics. We're a very large organization that spans across the continent and beyond with more than 2.4 million members and supporters. And people are bound to have varying experiences of unconscious bias or discrimination. And it is our goal to ensure that wherever a person might encounter Sierra Club, that that person, no matter who they are, what background they come from, whatever walk of life they're coming from, that they feel welcomed.
In addition to being a citizen of the Navajo Nation, you mentioned you're also a part of the LGBT community. How inclusive and accepting are environmental groups to gay and lesbian and trans people?
I was very excited to see Sierra Club kind of get involved in issues that aren't typically considered environmental issues. So, for instance, last year when same-sex marriage was recognized across the board, our executive director actually submitted a press release celebrating the occasion and talking about what a joyous event it is and how all people ought to be afforded the same rights in order to fully participate in different processes that are so important to human rights. So I'm honored to be part of an organization that was able to do that.
Because I'm also LGBT, and I don't know that I always feel like I want to reveal that when I go to outdoor events. So I'm just a little bit curious about just your experience with that, maybe not just the Sierra Club, but just in general.
I can empathize with you there, and I don't blame you. I have had my own unique experiences within the environmental community, Sierra Club included, that have not always been welcoming. That's part of the reason why we're seeking to become that multicultural organization is because we are not yet. There are those uneven experiences that people are having. There's those toxic behaviors that do occur within Sierra Club and within other organizations. There have been experiences with people in the environmental movement who have laughed at me. So, for instance, if I mention that I am married to my wife, they will go out of their way to say it louder in a meeting. Or they will actually laugh in your face. And it's in those instances that a person such as myself or other leaders in the room can step up to that toxic behavior and to call them in, to use it as a tool to say this is inappropriate, to educate why that is a hurtful remark, why that is a harmful reaction for them to have, and in order to bring people in and in order to change the organizational culture. But we are seeking to rise above that. We're seeking to educate ourselves so that we are more inclusive, so that people, no matter who they are, feel that they can share who they are.
The press release about your new position quotes you saying, "I'm deeply committed to equality and justice and envision a path for the Sierra Club to become an anti-racist, anti-oppressive organization. And this change will not happen overnight and will require the efforts of everyone at the Sierra Club, including staff, volunteers, and members." So what will be some of your first steps to help create that change?
Some of the things that I see us taking on, and I should mention that for many within the organization, this is not new to us. We're already doing this work. We're already partnering with environmental justice communities. Oftentimes, the communities that are most impacted by environmental oppression are the same communities without a voice in the process or a seat at the table. We definitely, at Sierra Club, don't have all the answers for communities experiencing environmental oppression. So instead of swooping in to solve problems, we try to listen and we try to help these communities to tell their own stories whenever we can. And that's an approach that I hope we can model for other organizations that want to be more meaningfully engaged in environmental justice work. And ultimately, this is everyone's responsibility at Sierra Club. So we will be working to ensure that Sierra Club's goals are fully understood by all within the organization and that all staff and volunteers can clearly articulate how they are contributing to the organization becoming a welcoming, equitable, and inclusive organization.
Is this a change in direction for the Sierra Club? I don't know that a lot of people, when they think of the Sierra Club, might think anti-racist, anti-oppressive organization.
I think that's true. I don't think that people think of Sierra Club as an anti-racist, anti-oppressive organization. So it's exciting to be able to say this, that we are doing this. Like I said, for many within the organization, this is not new to us. But for others, this is new. They're still grappling with how can they be involved. Diversity is more than just staff demographics. Is equally about organizational culture, how we operate, how we communicate both internally and externally, how we organize and build relationships, how we run our meetings and the language that we choose to use.
What do you hope the Sierra Club will look like in 5 or 10 years?
You know, one of our goals is to better reflect the communities that we serve, and the American demographics are very telling, and they're moving, they're constantly changing. I know that we will need to adapt every step of the way, and the kind of push-pull tension that we feel as an organization of, are we doing this work quick enough? Are we making bold enough goals for ourselves versus others at the organization who are still struggling and grappling with what it means to become an inclusive organization? And I think that that is one of the challenges that we face, people across the organization and where they're coming from and the competencies that they have in this work and their ability to engage where they're at in order to move the work forward.
Nellis Kennedy Howard is the Sierra Club's first Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. There's more at our website about diversity in the environmental movement, including the Green 2.0 report that we mentioned. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.